You're listening to 91.5 The Blessing, WHCB, Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City. WHCB is The Blessing. We herald Christ's blessing has been emanating from here since 1984. We have been on the air for 30 years plus, presenting the Word of God. We want folks to know Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we want them to follow Him, to love Him, to revere Him, to respect Him, and as they follow Him, to honor Him in all ways. Yes, indeed. Praise the Lord. What a Savior we have in Jesus Christ. We're a listener-supported broadcast service. WHCB exists because of God Himself and because of His wonderful grace in touching hearts and pocketbooks, and folks give as they're led by the very Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB. Without the gifts of God's people, we would not be on the air, and we would not broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so if you are inclined, if you're directed by the Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB, we would love for you to follow God's direction and to give as He would have you to give. Here's our address: WHCB 91.5 FM, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. That's WHCB, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. And if you want to go online and find us there and correspond with us there or donate there, you can do that at whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. We thank you for your praying for us, thinking of us, giving to the work. Thank you so much. I want us to take a look at Romans chapter 1. And this is from Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures concerning his Son Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations, for His name, among whom are ye also the called of Jesus Christ, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now this is the salutation of the theological treatise of the New Testament, which is called Romans. He says who he is. His name is Paul, P-A-U-L. Formerly he was known as Saul. That was his Jewish name. Saul was a Hebrew of the Hebrews of the tribe of Benjamin. He was a student, a devotee, a disciple of Gamaliel. He was one of the brightest stars in the Pharisees' universe. He was an up-and-comer. He had already arrived in most ways. He was a rabbi. We don't think of him as that, but he was a rabbi. And he had, before his salvation, warrants for the arrest and death of those who would serve Jesus Christ. And here he is, some few years later, the apostle of Jesus Christ himself, a servant, he says, a slave of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle. He was not an apostle in and of himself. He was called to be an apostle. He was called out of humankind to be an apostle. He was, however, at the base of life, a slave to Jesus Christ. And as he had received his calling, he had been set apart, sanctified, separated is the word used here. It still means sanctified, unto the gospel of God. What is sanctified? Sanctified. It means that we are put in the position of saint or holiness. So he was separated, he was made holy unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets and holy scriptures. What was that gospel? That was concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, Jesus the Messiah, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power. When was that? Well, it was declared by God the Father and God the Holy Spirit giving witness in his earthly ministry, but it was also declared with power when he rose from the grave. According to the Spirit of holiness, that is, this Spirit of God that sets us apart by the resurrection from the dead, as I said, when he rose from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship. So how do we get these things? From Jesus Christ. And why do we receive grace and apostleship? For obedience to the faith among all nations, for in his name among whom you're also the called of Jesus Christ. We are the called of Jesus Christ. Paul by himself was not just the one that was called, but we've been called as well. To those that be in Rome, it says here, but put the name of your little town. Maybe you're from Bluff City or Bluntville or Gate City or Weber City or Yuma, Virginia, or wherever you're from. To all that be in, put the name of your town, beloved of God, called to be saints. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace. Grace and peace. Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord, and we thank you for the grace and peace that are ours through Jesus Christ. Now, Father, we ask that you would use us today for your honor and glory. We pray for your provision. We can't live without it. We pray for your provision. We thank you for it. And now we ask you to meet the needs of each and every one that's praying now, and we thank you for that. We ask that you would guide us by your Holy Spirit today. Empower us by your Holy Spirit. Use us in the way that you want to use us so we might be faithful and effective servants. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.